This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Farm Futures Business Summit. 37 years into the mission, the Ag in the Classroom program is alive and well, I want to tell you, and still adhering to that original mission. I'll talk about it coming up after this. Listen, learn, profit. That's the theme for the Farm Futures Business Summit later this month. Iowa City, Iowa is where they'll meet, January 24th and 25th. You'll learn from the industry's best experienced management and marketing authorities and panels of successful and innovative farmers. Farmers and ranchers from all over the country every year attend this skill-building conference to sharpen their business skills. And you can be there to network with farmers and ranchers who come in from all over the U.S., some of the best farmers on the planet. The Farm Futures Summit speaker agenda involves 18 idea-packed learning sessions. You can see the agenda online at the website farmfuturessummit.com. You can sign up there also. That's coming up January 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa. Again, the website for registration, farmfuturessummit.com. Well, back in the decades of the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, there were many people who could see that there wasn't much agriculture being taught in schools anymore. And of course, as people got farther and farther away from the farm, the appreciation of agriculture faded too. Back in the 70s, educators began to realize the need for some quality classroom materials. And some excellent films, books, and classroom aids were financed and produced by businesses, foundations, non-profit groups, but there was very little coordination of it. So in 1981, the U.S. Department of Agriculture invited representatives from agriculture groups and from education to come to Washington for a meeting. That was back when Secretary of Agriculture John Block was at the USDA. Well, today we have a well-developed Ag in the Classroom organization. Each state addresses ag education in the way best suited to its own needs. In some states, it's an all-volunteer network responsible for teacher education and materials distribution. In some states, there are full or part-time persons employed by the state to support ag in the classroom. A few states have reassigned government agency personnel to lead the ag in the classroom efforts. And today we are seeing the various aspects of education about our food and agriculture system brought into the classrooms. In most states, key resources align with state academic standards, and there are pre-service and in-service programs that have been developed for teachers that have become an invaluable tool in helping teachers become more comfortable with the subject of agriculture. Oh, there's an annual get-together, a convention every year for the Ag in the Classroom program. This year, they'll be in Little Rock, Arkansas, June 18th to the 20th. I'll be back after this.